Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome. 皆さん、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Today we'll be relaxing to the topic of 映画, movies.
I love movies.
I love movies. 最近映画見た？タイ。
うん。鬼滅の刃の、なんだっけ、無限列車見たよ。
どうだった？
超面白かったよ。すごかった。最近見た映画の中で一番面白いかもしれない。
無限列車、is that about infinite trains?
Yeah, I think the English translation is infinity train or infinite train. Oh no, I don't remember. But yeah, it's something along those lines. It's really good.
You have said that multiple times. I need to go see it.
Yeah, I don't shut up about it. So yeah, you do.
All right, so let's break that down.
Yeah.
最近 is recently. 映画 is the movie. 見た is to watch in this case. 鬼滅の刃の英語は Dragon Slayer? Demon Slayer? Sorry, what?
Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer. So, yeah, 鬼滅の刃 is kind of literally, it's like demon destruction blade, so like demon destroying blade, right? And then we have 無限列車. So 無限 is infinity, so infinite. Then 列車 is train, so infinity train, or whatever they translated that to in English.
And then どうだった is how was it?
And I said something along the lines of 面白かった or すごかった. So it was really good or it was amazing because it was both of those things. And then 最近見た映画の中で, so of all the movies that I've watched recently, 一番面白い映画 or 一番面白いかもしれない. So it might be the most 面白い, interesting. It might be the most interesting.
Yeah, let's talk about 面白い for a second.
Yeah, because this is one of the most valuable words you could actually use when
facts.
Describing 映画, right?
Those are facts.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I see someone talking about a show or anything like that, the one word that I always hear, if it was good, they will literally say it's 面白い, so it's interesting all the time, right?
面白い can be interesting or in this case like engaging, enthralling. I don't know. あとは, you can also say for comedies like 面白い as in I laughed really hard as in it was funny.
So it can mean basically anything you want it to mean, is what you're telling me?
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually something that when I first started learning Japanese and when I started talking about movies and all this stuff with people in Japanese, I was always confused. I'm like, wait, how else do I describe it? It's always 面白い.
Yeah, at the end of this episode, we'll go over some ways that you can describe movies so that you don't have to just say 面白い anymore.
じ
ゃあね、好きな映画とか好きなジャンルある？
そうだな。多分、まあ、SF 好きだけど、アドベンチャーのやつも好き。I like SF, which is literally just SF, which is science fiction. And then I think I like adventure and stuff like that too.
アドベンチャーって、is that even a genre? Like アクションとかじゃなくて adventure?
I'm thinking of things like Lord of the Rings, where it's like, it's a, I don't know, it's, I guess it's an adventure. How would you describe
fantasy?
Lord of the Rings? Fantasy?
Fantasy かな?
So I guess just normal fantasy over adventure.
No, but I get what you're saying with adventure though. We should just make up our own. Adventure.
Yeah, let's make a new genre.
Yes.
Yeah. Chie wa?
私は、SF 好きだし、サスペンスみたいなのも好きかな。
サスペンス
Like,
not
necessarily like about detectives, but like, you know, like murder mystery type stuff. Or, I also like super cheesy love stories.
ラブストーリー。
あと、アクション映画も好きだし、 でも結構何でも見るかな。Like, it just depends on the mood. Like, ドキュメンタリーとか見たり。
Yeah. ドキュメンタリー、I like if I feel like learning and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, if I'm in the mood. It depends if I want to just like chill or if I'm like, yeah, okay, this looks cool.
でもね、英語の映画を見るときは時々なんか喋るのが早すぎたりとか、なんかアクセントが強かったりとかすると字幕つけて見なきゃわからない時がある私。
So if they speak, if you're watching an English movie,、
うん、
then you have to use the subtitles sometimes if they really talk fast or have、うん、an accent.
Or yeah, if it's like really complex, like there's a lot of names or places that aren't just normal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
あと最近じゃないけど。好きな映画 The Mortal Engines? Mortal Engine、mm-hmm. in Japanese. Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange. All the katakanas. And then Moana.
Which is Moana.
Moana, yeah. Mortal Engines, I really like the environments and the world that they created. I thought it was just really a cool setting to have a story、mm-hmm. in. And then Doctor Strange, I like the human aspect of it.
And how strange it was.
Yes, it was strange. Moana wa kirei. Subete ga kirei.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen any of those.
Whoa, yeah. Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you have
the titles. Maybe I've seen Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe I have. But I don't know what Mortal Engine is.
Okay, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to watch that soon then.
Tell you what.好きな映画とか?
My favorite movie or movies I like. I like 日本語の名前わかんないけど Rogue One.
Rogue One とかじゃない?多分。
Yeah, 多分 Rogue One. Rogue One.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Star Wars Rogue One. Let me see. Ah, Rogue One. You're right. Star Wars Story. A Star Wars Story. There it is.So, yeah, I really like that one. I think that's my favorite movie、mm. right now. And Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. And then Harry Potter.、
Mm. Harry Potter.、
Yeah. Something I watched on the airplane、
mm.
over here last year、mm. is I Lead a Battle Angel.、
Mm.
And that was fine. It was kind of cool. It was kind of cool.
Okay.That's actually my favorite movie. I forgot about that one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a coincidence. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it for sure. I think I want to see, like, the sequel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really I also really like the world creation in that one, too.
Yeah, it was a cool world. And everyone had really cool abilities and whatever. I don't know, abilities?
Mm.
Ways of fighting or whatever. Yeah, it was cool.
でさ、映画館に行くとき、とかに出てくる単語をちょっと、mm. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, so let's look at words that you might come across if you're in an 映画館, which、mm. is a movie theater.
Or trying to get a ticket. Because there's a lot、mm. of kiosks these days.
Yeah, there's so many, like, just fully automatic things.
Might あとね、
feel a little lost. Mm.
I was like, movie チケットって長いじゃん、日本語で。Movie チケット is kind of long.In Japanese, so I was wondering if they did do a deku for it to shorten it.、
Mm-hmm.
It did come up with mubichike, but it was only mubichike was only for online purchased ticket thing. Like it was a specific name for a specific website.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
So, like they like yoinked that name, and I don't know. No one else can use
That's
it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So they.Always say movie ticket.
Yeah, 多分ただただのチケットと思う。
ああ、チケット。
うん。
うん。Just a normal ticket.
うん。
I mean, it's not. If it's just チケット, then maybe it's not too long.
うん。
But.
And then the kiosks are called 自動券売機.
うん。And that's where we see that actual the Japanese word for ticket, right? So that 券 in there.
うん。
So 自動 automatic 券 and then which is ticket.And then baiki, which is like selling machine.、
Mm.
So automatic ticket selling machine. One of those kiosks.
What are all the ways you might hear people saying, let's go to the theater?
そうだな。ねえ、映画見に行こう。
うん。
So let's go see a movie. そうだな。ムービー行く? Do they say that?
ムービー行く? いやー、言わないと思うな。
Okay, I tried.
映画館。
What are some other ways?
映画館行こうとか、IMAX で見るとか、シネマ行く?シアターはあんまり言わないかな。
So they say cinema too, right? Cinema?
Sometimes, yeah. And then 映画? If you noticed, we don't say 映画館. It's just 映画館.
Yeah, you don't add that e in there very strongly, right? 映画.
Mm.
Mm. It's just a normal extender kind of.
Yeah, so when you stand in front of a kiosk or a 自動券売機, the first thing you'll probably see is 作品をお選びください。
作品, which would be 作, so like made and then 品, product, so made product, so the thing you want to watch.
Yes, and then be careful because they'll have 字幕付きor 吹き替え版 if you are watching like, you know, Star Wars or Frozen or something. So you have to choose the correct one. So 字幕 is subtitles, 吹き替え is, it's dubbed, so you'll get completely different actors and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because I've watched, Mandalorian. I watched that in Japanese with the fukikae.
Yeah.
And now the English people, even though it's their real voices, it sounds wrong to me.
Oh no!
Oh god, like what have I done?
Yes. I like watching movies or whatever it is, 作品, any 作品 in the original voices and then doing 字幕 instead of 吹き替え actually.
Yeah.That's what I'll usually do, but for some reason, I messed myself up on it instead.
次は上映時間をお選びください。So, 上映時間. Showing time? Show time?
Yeah, 上映. So, like, on-screen time, kind of. They'll usually have that in, like, kind of military time. So, they'll say, like, 17 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock, which is really helpful.
Yeah, I like it better because then you will never mistake
time. You can't mess it up if it's that way. I agree. I like it better too.
And then I thought this was interesting. They have this like curfew thing that pops up. So if you were watching a later movie, it might tell you that, hey, this warning, you know, it's going to end at 7 or 10 late at night. Make sure that you're not a super young person that's supposed to be home at that time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Huh. And that's not, is that like enforced at all? Or is that just like, hey, you know, keep an eye out for this?
It actually says like, if you're 16 years old and it passed like 7 or whatever, this, it says that you can't actually buy it. So,
whoa.
It's called this, 青少年健全育育成課. This is really long. 青少年健全育Say, 条例.
Yeah, that's a long string of Japanese right there.
Yeah. So, and I bet there are like more rules and stuff, but one of them is a curfew.
Interesting. I had no idea.
And then if you click one of the 条例時間, it'll take you to the 座席をお選びください.
So your seat. So please choose your seat.
Yeah, so it'll say something like maybe screen 側, which is where the screen is.空席、選択席、and 選択不可。So 空席 is open seat. 選択席 is what you clicked. And then 選択不可 is you cannot choose a seat.
Yeah, because it's taken. What seats do you like usually in the movie theater?
私はね、真ん中のど真ん中。シアターのど真ん中が好きかな。
そうだよね。僕もそうだと思う。I really like just right in the center of the theater.
Yeah.So, 真ん中 is middle, but adding that do emphasizes like actually right in the center. So, like, you could say center, but then that could mean, you know, the center seats somewhere. You know, the rows don't really matter. But if you say ど真ん中, then it's the actual center of the seats.
Yeah. So, it's not too close to the screen, not too far. It's right in the middle. The very middle. Yeah. That's my favorite spot, too.
Executive seat とか聞いたことある? Have you heard of the executive seats?
I feel like I have, but I...Can't say I know what they are. What are they?
あのなんか大きいやつ、ふわふわふわじゃないや。Like cushy seats.
Are those just any seats at the IMAX or is it a specific?
I actually have not sat in one, so I am not entirely sure. But it was an option. Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I need to choose it next time I go. Yeah, and then come back with a report.
Chiketto no shurui. So when you're buying a ticket, there's different shurui, which is types. So you might see like 一般, 大学生, 高校生, 中学生以下. So below 中学生, middle school. Senior is 60歳以上. So if you're 60 years or more, you're a senior. And then I think we've mentioned in the past, but Ladies' Day. So on Wednesdays, ladies get discounts for movies. Usually. Exactly. Be a lady. Yeah. Go get those discounts. Yeah. But 一般 is the 普通. Oh, wait. Sorry. That's Japanese.
一般 is the 普通. So, yeah. 一般 is like general. So general tickets. So anyone, whoever can just pick that. So basically the adult ticket. And then 大学生, which is like a college student. So they get a little bit of a discount. And then 高校生, high school student. 中学生以下, so middle school student or under, and or under, is all their own separate discounts, I suppose.
Yeah, so but then if you do pick the school ones, oh, also in the senior ones, you have to prove that, you know, you go to the school or you're older than 60.
Mm-hmm. So you have to show some ID or whatnot.
Yeah. At the Hakatayaki, there was an option for like a 50% discount if you were a senior couple. But I didn't read the senior part. I just read the 50 part, 50% off. And so I bought it once with Caleb.
Oh.
And we went upstairs. Oh. Yeah. And they're like, you can't use these. So like, obviously we're not seniors.
Right.
So that was a slight setback.
Yeah. So you had to go and buy some new tickets or like pay the difference or whatnot?
Yeah. 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 They were nice about it though. Like, you can't use these.
Yeah. You guys aren't over 60. That's funny.
You'll see this one a lot, even with not at the theater, but 決済方法. This is your payment method. 決済方法を選択. So what do you usually pay with Thai in Japan?
I mean, in Japan, usually it ends up being either, well, if I'm at a kiosk, then I'd say maybe a credit card.
クレジットカード.
Which is, you know, if you get to pay with a credit card, I usually like to take that option because it's not always terribly common to do. Chiyo
wa? 私は, クレジットカードかな. Sometimes I do carry on cash because I like having cash in Japan. You'll go to random izakayas or something and they won't take credit cards. But yeah, if they do take credit cards, I usually do opt to use the credit card. あとは電子マネーとか使う?
I like to use denshi mane too. I feel like denshi mane is more common to take than a credit card.
Yeah, interesting enough.
Yeah, it's very weird, but I'm used to it now.
So denshi mane is electric money.
Yeah.
But essentially your IC cards usually.
Is denshi mane. They also say kōtsūke, which I hear a lot recently. I don't know if it just like now I've started to notice it or if they've always used kōtsūke a lot, but that's how I always hear my IC card referred to nowadays.
I haven't heard that one. I have to go out really? More. Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried to say IC kado de, and it confused some people where I used to live. So I started saying kōtsūke, and I've never gotten confusion. But I have gotten confusion multiple times when I said IC kado. So, yeah, maybe my pronunciation isn't good, but I think kōtsūke gets the job done most of the time, all the time, actually.
Do you get any food at theaters? 食べ物買う?
It depends on what mood I'm in, but I try not to. 高いじゃん.
高いね.
高いよね. 高いからあんまり買わないようにしてるけど, I try not to get it too often because it's 高い, because it's expensive. But every now and then I will. 知恵は?
私は, 時々買うかな. I think Caleb usually likes getting popcorn.
Yeah.
I do, oh, yeah. Okay. I do often not get drinks though because I have a tiny bladder and I don't like getting up during movies.
Yeah. I feel like drinks, you can just like buy something from a konbini or jihanki, a vending machine, and just kind of like have it in with your bag. But like snacks, I would totally get if I was getting something.
Popcorn no aji toka donna no mita koto aru?
I think there's normal futsu no bata aji, which is butter. And then I know there's a lot of different like kind of dustings or whatnot. So like caramel no yatsu mo aru jan.
え、キャラメルダスティングじゃないよ。Excuse me, sir?
I feel like, or maybe it's in from like a konbini, but maybe I'm just making it up, I don't know.
どんな味見たことある is, what kind of flavors have you seen? And Tai is saying that there's dusting flavors, and he says caramel, but how do you dust caramel? It's coated.
People who do the candy industry find a way, Chie.
No!
But I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking of the wrong thing at the moment as well. Who knows?
But Nico actually brought up a good point where sometimes you will get popcorn that is just plain popcorn.
Eh?
Yes. Be aware that there are sometimes if you just order popcorn, it is just plain popcorn. So
they will get you exactly what you asked for.
Exactly.
But not what you meant.
So yeah, just make sure. How would you make sure your popcorns are flavored and or has butter on it? Butter and salt on it.
I would probably say bata aji no popcorn o onegaishimasu or something like that. Kudasai, maybe.
How would you make sure that it's on it though? Like
when I order it?
Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to say is make sure that it's on it. So, popcorn, butter to shio notte masu ka?
Oh, okay. Notte masu ka? So, is it on top of it? I was going to say, tsukete masu ka? Is that correct or no?
Butter to shio tsuite masu ka? Butter shio?
Ah, tsuite masu ka?
Tsuite masu ka? Yeah, that could work too.
Okay, but notte masu is probably the best way to describe it.
Because butter could be tsuiteru, but shio is... Shio, I think, is more noteru. Shio furu is like noseru from the top kind of feeling. Ato wa, I found really interesting ones online when I was looking this up, but hafu and hafu would be like half and half of whatever flavor. So like you might get the plain one or, you know, the normal popcorn.
Normal.
Yeah. But then you can get, sometimes they'll have really interesting flavors that are based off of other things. So maybe like a chip company or whoever, you know, they might have partnerships with. But one that I did find was, butter shoyu aji.
Ah, oishii. Yeah.
Ikinari steaki.
Eh?
Yeah. Steak flavor.
Steak flavored.
Mentaiko mayonnaise. And then consomme. Okay, so can you try to read this? Consomme and then the W and then panchi. How do you read this time?
Consomme with panchi.
Yeah, boo boo.
With W.
Yeah, W in Japan means double. So double panchi. So bam bam. Double panchi. Yeah. Extra punch.
So extra consomme, punching consomme onto the popcorn.
Yeah, what flavor is konsome though? It's really common in Japan. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it's like a... Oh, how would you describe it? Is it maybe a little bit smoky flavor, but it's also kind of not... What is konsome?
I don't actually know. It's like a bunch of...
It's like... I think it's maybe like a mild pork flavor. I think they use pork in konsome a lot. It's a mixture of ground meats. Ground meats and Meyer poi, which is like carrots, celery, and onions. So it's like just meat and like a little bit of veggies.
Okay, so everyone, it's not vegetarian.
Definitely not vegetarian.
Now you know. Yeah. So, Tai, try to order a popcorn at the theater to me.
Bata shoyu popcorn onegaishimasu.
何サイズがよろしいですか?
Large でお願いします。
L サイズでよろしかったですか?
あ、はい。
はい、かしこまりました。以上でよろしかったですか?
はい、お願いします。
はい、では、400円になります。
はい。デュデュデュデュデ
ュ。デュデュデュデュ。
交通系で。
はい。 And then they might say like omatase itashimashita or something when they give it to you. You want to break that down real quick?
Yeah. So I started with bata shoyu popcorn onegaishimasu. So maybe I could put aji in there, but I think they would understand either way. And then you asked me what size I wanted, and I said large, but I probably should have said eru, right? And I feel like maybe if I was looking at the sign, I would have seen the L and been said eru, but off the top of my head, I said large. So yeah. Alas.
In Japan, you'll see S and M and L, or maybe regura and then M and L, but they don't usually say small, medium, large. They'll just say the letter, unless it's regular. Yep. Then it'll say R, but then you'll say it again.
Yeah. Don't you love it? Yeah. And then you asked me something along the lines of, 以上でよろしかったですか? Right? Which is like, oh, will that be all? And then I said, hi. And then you said, 350円になります。400円。
I said
400円, but that's 400円. Right. 400円になります。 And okay, so that'll be 400 yen. And then I said, hi. And then 交通系で。 And then that'll be, you know, I'll pay with my IC card. I'll pay with the digital currency, electric money.
And then we say piro piro piro, which is electric processing sound. All right. So when you came out of the theater watching Kimetsu no Yaiba,
感動しました。感動した?感動したの?
You were moved?
I was moved. Yeah. I was very moved. Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, was absolutely fantastic. So I was like, wow, yabai.
Yabai.
Sugokatta. Yabai. Ichiban omoshirokatta eiga kamoshirenai. Sugo. Toka. I was thinking.
What you told me was the action scene with the animation of the sword fight scene was like just beyond this world.
Yeah. It was still thinking back. I think it was some of the best animated fights, if not the best animated fight, the entire movie. was the best animated fight I think I've ever seen in
can
any anime.
Can you try to say that in Japanese?
I can try. Mita anime no naka de animation ga ichiban yokatta kamoshirenai. So, of all anime I've ever seen, the animation was maybe the best that I've ever, that I've ever seen. I said that twice.
How do you say the action part? The action part was like the best.
戦いシーンとかアクションシーン。アクションシーンは綺麗だったとか。迫力があった。迫力? So it had like an impact.
What else can we say about movies and how to talk about them? Other than 面白かった、すごい or 良かった?
そうだね。 You can say things like, oh, 泣けた, so it made me cry. 泣いた. So if it was maybe sad or something. So BGM de naita. So like the background music, the soundtrack made me cry.
I also sometimes comment on like the camera angles because I like watching movies that have like really cool artistic senses. But you can say something like kamera no angle ga kakkoyosugita.
So it was the angle of the camera and the positioning of the camera was like really, really cool. Way too cool. So that's right.
あとはちょっと酔ったかも. Have you ever ちょっと酔った?
I don't think I have. I don't think I have. So like that's like you got a little dizzy on it. But you can get that with video games sometimes too, Chia, right?
That's
remember?
True.
Yeah.
I don't actually usually get sick from movies.
But
like the sometimes like the 3D places, people will sometimes get sick from the glasses and the 3D effects.
Yeah.
So you can say ちょっと酔った.
It's a bummer. うん。悲しいね。
あとは海の表現がとっても綺麗だった。
So the 表現, so like the 海の表現, which is like how they represented the ocean or like
like maybe for animation or something. They you know, they animated and they represented the ocean really, really well.
Okay, so they animated it really well. You can also say mama. It was all right. If it was just all right.
すっきりしないエンディングだった.
It was an unsatisfactory ending.
Yeah.
It didn't make you feel good.
Yeah, sometimes an ending will just not sit well with you, or there wasn't enough, or you just didn't like it. You didn't sukkiri.
ね、最悪だよね、それだったら。
I totally agree, 最悪。
Yeah.
It's like the whole movie was good until the very end. It's just like, what?
Yeah. And then that's the feeling you walk away with. Like, I feel like the ending is so important. So, yeah.
あとは、again, if it's an animation, then you could say something like, 声優の演技力めっちゃリアルでか。I can't read. Kim, do you want to read it?
声優の演技力めっちゃリアル感出てた。So it felt really realistic. That's how I feel about stuff like Hibiki Euphoniamu. And actually the Kimetsu no Yaiba movie.
Of course.
How about that? No, yeah. Tanjiro, the main character's voice actor, was really, really like, oh, his acting was amazing.
Seiyu no engiryoku. So seiyu is like the actor person, the voice actor. Engiryoku is the how they acted the actual character. And their ability to do so was super realistic. リアル感 出てた.
So リアル感, like a feeling of realism, 出てた, like came out of that.
The last one, ありがちなラブストーリーじゃなくて新鮮だった.
ありがち, I've heard before, but 何ですか?
ありがちなラブストーリーじゃなくて is like the stereotypical love story じゃなくて新鮮. 新鮮 is fresh だった. It was nice to not be watching like a really stereotypical love story.
That is always nice, isn't it? Those get boring quick, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So thanks for listening all the way to the end. Was there enough Japanese or was there too little Japanese in this episode? I would love to hear your thoughts. So come on over to nativeshark.com/community and join the Laidback Japanese channel. Let us know if you thought it was a good amount or if you thought it was maybe we could use more.
Yeah, and if you have any stories of visiting 映画館 that you want to come share, we would love to hear those as well.
Yeah.
では、今日の質問です。最近見た映画の感想をぜひ教えてください。I guess it's kind of a question, but not really. It's like, please give me a...
Please tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, thoughts?
What you thought of a recent movie that you watched.
Yes. では皆さん、ムビチケ買い忘れないでね。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.